you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson a quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Can I say, by the way, that Jay, you referenced the that old riddle about it's the doctor's mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, me and Lauren were just literally, I don't know why the other day, just like doing random riddles. Like, what's the best riddle? You know, and we're just like telling
libertarian love life.
Yeah, this is it. But whatever, you know, just like a moment where
we took a break from our sexy crossword puzzles from the New York Times.
So there she was doing
Sudoku. Never heard,
right in
she
front
had never
of
heard
her.
That one.
We were shopping for adult brown shoes.
But by the way, Lewis, it's totally something you would get into. But anyway, she had never heard that one. This is how much she's my perfect soulmate, how much internalized misogyny she has. As I told her that one, and she goes, oh, there's two dads. It's a gay couple. It's like, wow, you went to that. You went to
before
that.
She thought before a woman could become a doctor. Been,
yeah. It's just so beautiful. I was like, you're my soulmate.
That's a good woman.
That's so perfect. Like, yeah, that's right. They're a gay couple. It's his other dad.
Do you know, I brought this up briefly on the bonfire, but it's
we're in the show, by the way. I think we should start off with that little anecdote about the Sudoku puzzle.
This is Big J. Okerson, Lewis J. Gomez, Dave Smith. There's a fucking, somewhere in Massachusetts, I think, has announced that they are proud to be the first ever police station that has police department that has an all-female shift. I think
I know when I'll be committing my crime.
Well, of course, there's that, the obvious, but I just also think it's so funny for as misogynistic as everybody will say it is. I think in a protective sense, it's the most dangerous thing for both sides, the civilians and the police officer that could possibly be. I don't know why that's a good idea.
Yep. Why they're so can't have girl idea. Cops. First joke I ever wrote.
I mean, yeah.
Man, was it terrible.
I get a whole girl cop spit.
Yeah, I'm not.
You could borrow some from mine.
I'm not a hack, yeah. So I'm not writing girl cops bits like everyone else. Apparently,
no. I took thing. Mine's different though. I talk about doing the chin up and the hang. Oh shit! As I'm saying it out loud and looking at your face, I'm realizing. I think it's just your joke.
Oh my god! The name of the police station was the Mantino Police. It's all man Latinos, and they were like, "You know what? We're gonna give it up to the ladies today."
He goes, "Man, te no,
man, ture no,
man, te no." It's what a horrific, horrific idea.
Can we have any pictures of the all female staff? To see if there's any
four of them. They got four of them up.
Are they hot?
In one picture I saw.
Do I think a hot cop will make my dick move?
No, this isn't the picture that I
these are the month. Dude, Amy Schumer's are coming after me. The Amy Schumer Police Department.
It's so funny. It's they're saying they did it first, but there's one in there's a place in Massachusetts that has this. It's a newer story. That's hilarious. Oh, they both claim to be the first all female shift.
That's crazy.
The other ones were smart enough not to brag about it.
Yeah,
but, I mean, that's like that's just so. I said before. I think most likely to like. Draw a weapon first at a feet.
Dude, I'm just such a kid of the 90s still. Like, you know that, Dave, you definitely saw the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez video. Mm-hmm. Where she's walking into like a government building and there's some dude with a camera being like, nice ass, governor, or whatever.
Yeah, Alex Stein is the guy who did it.
That's who it is. That's Alex Stein. Yeah, that's hilarious, dude. Okay, so that's the guy who got protested at
the stand. It was so funny. The video of him getting protested at the stand is so funny.
Dude, this guy, we got to get him on Skanks almost at this point. I know.
I bet he'd do it. We follow each other on Twitter.
People hate this guy. Dude, dude, he have you seen this video, Jay?
No.
First of all, I thought it was just a dude. The fact that it's a comic makes it actually funny. If it was just a dude, it was pretty funny. If it was just a dude, I was like, all right, that's pretty fucking funny, dude. I mean, he's not really sexually harassing you, you idiot. Like, he's trying to be funny, and you're taking the bait, right?
Yeah.
So he's on the steps of some...
I think of Capitol Hill. I mean, I think it's a Congress. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
The big giant stone steps. Abraham Lincoln was sitting in the background or something. I don't know. Here, pull it up.
Booty Latina, I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She wants to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina.
Watch you do a little selfie.
I love it. My favorite AOC. Nice to meet you.
She does look, she does look toy in that dress.
Actually, I thought she handled it all right.
Yeah, no, she ended up,
That's not what anyone's talking about. So in the moment, yeah, she just did that. But then there's, if you can find her video,
she delete the response video or no?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere, but yeah, she did that. It was like, whatever. Then she goes upstairs and then she made another video that was like, I was just sexually harassed by this man. And it, I don't know. It's all ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, because I said when she came over and gave me the peace sign, I was almost going to say before she did that, isn't the easiest way to like come against it? It's something so ridiculous to be yelled at you from what you normally, like she's walking through.
Yeah, like normally people are like, how are you going to vote on the budget amendment?
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, for something like that, it would have been, I was going to say, if she was playful with it, it probably would have been like good for her on every level. Do you know what I mean?
The way she handled it in the moment was
it's not even a commentary necessarily on how she handled it there, even how she handled it afterwards. I know she was like, you know, I think it's just fucking funny. I think it's funny to catcall women still to this day.
I guess sexually assault. By the way, he's not even catcalling. You don't even catcall them anymore. He's catcalling them. He's catcalling her through his Instagram live or whatever. You know what I mean?
She had to fight every one of her Puerto Rican instincts to not take her earrings off and try to fight him.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say to take over your ear and start twerking. Just drop it down. Look at that booty on ACC. She goes, am I right or what?
There's no beat. If there was a beat, she would fucking, it would have been hard to not.
She had to fight all of her instincts to not start dating him, have a kid out of wedlock, and then co-parent with him for the next 15 years.
That's my baby daddy, but he have a good job. He got a good job, though.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
ACC? She is, yeah.
You said ACC, the Abu Dhabi Classic.
That is a way cooler nickname, ACC.
Yeah.
AOC. We're just dumb.
Oh, yeah, AOC. ACC would be cooler, though.
The Atlantic City Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Wait till we get them in Congress.
The Atlantic City Comedy Club? Oh, you watch
really
out.
Turn things around.
mini Baccarat at the White House. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Casino night.
Jay, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you stop purposely sitting that way so we could all look at your arm sleeve, your newly minted arm sleeve?
Oh, this old thing?
No. This isn't new.
Oh, is this in the camera?
The news over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but you're doing a thing right now with like your arm.
I'm holding the microphone in front of me.
You're positioning it in a certain way. We all know, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Do you want to like a dolphin?
Please.
Yes, I like that better. I hate your.
All right,
cool.
Good job.
He's being cool, dude. He was being cool,
extreme,
dude.
This is extreme.
You want a treat?
This is extreme. Fucking.
Probably good for your neck.
Core work.
Yeah, Jay, good for your neck. Good for your core. Good for your lower back.
Yes, do a flip, and I'll throw you a fish.
I'm going for it. Would you prefer this arm? Hold the microphone.
We are very silly.
You like this better? Does this make you happier?
You know what? Cover those arms. How about that? Stop being Mr. Cool Guy.
Yeah, I can't put the guns away, dude.
It is hilarious to me, though, that this is your like most comfortable position.
Oh, tummy time?
Never on my tummy, ever in my life. I would never, ever sit that way.
Yeah, tummy time rules for me.
It's not even so much that it's uncomfortable. I feel like, I don't know how to describe it. After about a minute of it, I would get so antsy that I'd be like, I have to be in a different position right now.
But Dave, even when you would be over my house all the time, like if we would do so, I would lay on my stomach.
Yep, and I would always sit next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes he'd sit. He'd sit on your back. You'd watch TV together like that. He'd put your, his elbows on your back.
I liked it. It was just two guys watching TV in a super comfy position. No, I don't know why. I think it's from when I was a kid. Like I would let like, my mom was on the couch and I would lay on my stomach on the floor and watch like TV and kind of do my thing. When I played with toys when I was younger, I used to be on my stomach. When I did homework, I would.
So it's such a like a classic like American position for a little boy to be doing his things in. It's just so funny that it's you to this day, this big fruit. Nobody does it except for like Leave It to Beaver. He's the only one who did his homework on his stomach.
My tootsies. I get my tootsies up.
It's a it's fucking psychotic, dude.
By the way, I am aware though that not a lot of people are in the tummy time.
It's not big these days.
When I get into bed sometime when I first start off in bed with Christine, even generally if she's kind of like gonna crash right out, I lay on my stomach and like play Candy Crush and watch YouTube shit on my bed, and then when I go to bed I'll go back up to the other side.
I always have pillows like propping me up to where I'm almost like in a seated position if I'm watching something on my phone, or even on my TV in my bedroom. But if I'm watching on my phone, unquestionably within a half an hour, I will lose all circulation and whatever holding my phone, and my arm will fall asleep from holding it up.
Well, Lewis, fun fact, tummy time can often cause those same arm problems.
Really?
Especially if you're like this, it's like up in front of you, you're getting all the blood's rushing out of it.
Yeah. I convince myself that I have cancer and that's what it is. And I'm glad that you guys all confirmed that happens to you as well. Because in my mind, I was like, so my arm is numb from holding my phone.
Yes. Tummy time gave me cancer. I started getting off a toilet faster in my life because of how many times my legs just went dead while taking a shit, and then standing up and having to get that tickly feeling back in your feet to come alive while you're wiping your ass is pretty hilarious.
You have to like consciously be like, it doesn't hurt. Just walk it out.
No, I got to like stand there and wait for it to all happen. Like, just stand in one position for a minute while my legs come back to life.
You guys are both going to die.
Maybe. Yeah,
probably going
to die. I'm going to go for a run after this, Dave. What are you doing today? What are you doing for your physical fitness, Dave? Anything?
I'm going for a slightly longer run.
No, that's not true.
Wow.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No, whatever you're going to run, just know I pushed a little bit.
You're trying to be our president, doggy, but I don't see you doing any exercise. I see Biden riding a bike, falling off that bike when he rode it.
It's true. The last president was Trump, so I don't really think exercise is necessary.
We got to get you shooting some hoops like Obama, dude.
Yeah, Obama was fucking...
Play Obama one-on-one tomorrow. Let's go.
Every president had their little, like, quirky... Until Biden and Trump, who didn't have, like... I mean, I guess Trump was just all quirks, so yeah. I shouldn't say that. Like,
he goes, he believed you could finger women because he's Donald Trump. That was pretty quirky. Sure, it's not a saxophone solo on his video.
But I'm saying, Glenn had a saxophone. Obama had his little basketball moment, you know?
Trump was big into golf. That was his big thing.
That's not a quirk. All rich white men are into golf.
Guys are into basketball.
Not black presidents.
Well, there's only one. And he was.
So far. Obama. They never even showed like Trump playing golf. They were so much other things with him. They never even showed him playing golf. They used to show Obama shooting baskets a decent amount.
Obama was a smoker, which I found somewhat endearing. But there were so few pictures ever captured. But there's like a couple out there where they just get him like smoking a butt.
Yeah, the balcony of the White House one is pretty good.
Because it's
awesome.
In modern times, anytime you're smoking a cigarette, you look fucking frazzled. Even if you're just like enjoying it looks like you're like,
how we're going to get nuked. Yeah, dude.
Like back in the day, like in the fucking 50s, if the president was smoking a cigarette, it was kind of like charming.
Oh, he just fucked.
Of the times. Yeah, dude.
That guy just ate or fucked for sure. Dude, I don't know who he is.
It's so cool. I mean, smoking's bad for you. You shouldn't do it, but it's so goddamn cool. If you see like the old newscasters would just be reading the news like on air, the just like evening news, just smoking butts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
On the phone. That's a great photo. Goes, I want that as a painting in my house.
That's not real. They put a cigarette in there. That's not a real picture. He didn't smoke in the Oval Office.
I would. If I was the president, I would 100% smoke in the Oval Office.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm not the president.
This is no longer the Oval Office. It's now known as the Dab Room.
Welcome to my octagon office. I've turned it into an octagon.
I put a couple of turnbuckles, cages. A couple of turnbuckles in here, threw us into an octagon.
All we needed was some plywood.
Simple.
You know,
an oval is really just an octagon without the sides.
It's just gonna fucking wow, dude. We were about to literally.
We are the same type of hats, me and you.
What is an octagon except for a shaven down oval?
That poetry. You are, dude. You're a slam poet.
I
love that he smoked Newports too, which is great.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did smoke menthols for sure.
Is that true? I didn't know.
Definitely I menthols. Like, I believe Newport
makes me like him less. I liked him when I found out he smoked cigarettes. I was imagining him smoking Marlboro Reds like an American.
Cowboy killers. Marlboro Reds still hurt.
My mom smoked Marlboro Reds 2 packs a day, dude. And throughout her whole cancer, dude, she never stopped.
Yeah.
Never stopped.
She's some pussy ass quitter.
Dude, she fucking.
Real ass dude.
Dude, fucking.
Did we find the AOC fucking thing?
That's honestly probably why I started smoking, because I was like, how good are cigarettes that she won't stop?
She's like, Louie, they're killing me, but. They're so delicious.
Your mother was not a Mexican woman. What is your problem? You know my mother was white.
That was more of a dying woman.
Oh, I thought it was Louie.
Louie.
She can call me Louie with an old Greek accent.
Well, I don't know why I was making her that old lady you lived with in Queens.
No, you're thinking of my old Greek landlord. Louie, I shit my pants. You don't pay your rent.
Yeah. It wasn't the guy's mom?
No, it was a different guy. So the guy's mom, who I lived with, which the place was infested with cockroaches, that's Omar, who jizzed on my ex-girlfriend's back. And I wore it. No, she jizzed on her, and then they wiped it up with my shirt, and then I wore the shirt out.
Yeah.
It was so crazy when we found that out.
It was
just so weird to be there, like, because I was, you know, me and Jay, we were there. We knew all the people involved so well.
You'd be he was denying it. For a second
we called him on the show
and then Louis just like he said like dude I swear to you I'm not angry it's whatever that
I mean I'm on a podcast I just think it's funny right now it's years really later
funny that happened. He was like yeah man
I did it man
yeah I did it
how much that guy was laughing at you
I'm sure
like do you ever do a like a Facebook or whatever Instagram try to like find just to see what her life looks like
once in a while and honestly tread lightly I don't ever want to even mention this girl.
Let's just show
a crazy bitch like a fucking absolute
we're already giving it too much attention
do you look
for exes and stuff a lot. I wouldn't be even jealous if like Christine was. I assume she does do it. Like I feel like everyone kind of does that
once in a while. Yeah, you'll peek in on an ex and see what they're up to. This is all my exes, like ever straight down to fucking middle school. Like you'll social media is out there, so you know you sort of see what everyone's up to. But that bitch was fucking. That bitch was nuts. Nutty, fucking crazy bitch.
Nutay. Okay, play the. You got the response, Bobby. I want to see this.
Hey, everybody. I'm here in the Capitol. See this guy right there? Right there.
You got a Capitol beef with that butt.
Wait, pause it and go back a little bit. When she's so far away and she's whispering. It's such a funny thing in the back.
So ridiculous. Yeah,
she goes, I'm standing here, and this guy down there, he's like, it's me. Hey. go back to the show when it happens. It's a moment. It really made me laugh.
This guy right there. Right there.
Shit, that really looks fucking hilarious. But he's like I feel like he was, you feel like that would, in her mind, she's like, he's gonna be like, oh, I'm exposing him now. And he's like, hey.
Well, no, because he's a comic and he's like, he's trying to do like provocative, like course, political stuff, it's only good for him to like, dude, for her to do that. Like,
it's like the biggest thing that's ever happened to him. He's like, yes, this is perfect. But the thing that's so charming about him through all his stunts that he does is he's always has this like boyish happiness, like, and it's really contagious. Like, dude, when he was getting protested at the stand and he goes out there and he's just so happy that they're protesting him and he starts chanting along with them all enthusiastically, it's just so funny. It's just great. I don't know, it's hard to not just love what he's doing.
What's his thing? Was he like
he goes to like, I've seen a few of them where like,
is he a comic first and foremost? It's like getting like,
I don't know. I don't know if he does stand up or not. I don't know. But he's like,
I thought you said he was a comic, Lewis.
I know he did a show at the Stand. That's what they protested at the Stand.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, so I don't really know like what he, I just know him from all these like videos that go viral and shit. But he'll like go to like these like, you know, like local city board meetings where they like have to let everyone talk. And he'll just like rap about like, there was one he was just rapping about like transitioning his son or something like that. But he goes like, he's so into it. And like they have to listen to him because that's like the rules of the thing. And he brings like a boom box and shit. It was like really fucking funny. He's done and he's done a bunch of them. I don't know. It's just nice. He's great.
It's very funny. Very funny. You know, AOC.
Well, what did she feel? I'm gonna finish here what she was saying. Is that it?
No, there's more, yeah.
No, this is that just started.
He when I was walking up, he said, "Hey," right in front of a Capitol police officer, said, "Hey, here's this, look at that big ass, look at that big juicy booty, this Latina, like whatever, you know, all the bunch of racist, sexist stuff." I think the thing that was so crazy about that incident is not even that it happened, but that it happened on the Capitol steps right in front of a Capitol police officer. And this dude was engaged, like this wasn't about a political opinion or protest or anything like that. He was engaged in very clearly sexually threatening, aggressive behavior right in front, on the Capitol steps in front of an officer. And he wasn't even asked to take a step back.
Oh, so now she's sandbagging the Capitol officers for not doing something about a guy just
like, well, I guess they should have arrested him. Send him to Gitmo.
I mean, look, I get the thing is like, they can make a stance of like, kind of like, hey man, shut up, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? But like, okay. Like besides that, what do you really want to
do? I just hate the blurring of the line where it's like, look, you could be like, I would be like, hey, that's like an inappropriate way to talk to a woman. And maybe the cop could have said something to him. Fine. But when she starts going a clearly threatening
way, that's what I'm saying.
You're like, come on.
She's overplaying her hand too much. But I'm like, sure. A guy, I guess, could have said, you know, I guess a dude who was doing his job well, or you know, would have been like, but I mean, what do you want to do? Like throw the guy like down the steps? I mean, it's just a guy being like, you know,
it's also just like, it is just genuinely freedom of speech. What do you want me to say? It's not like there's real problems in the world. If that's your biggest problem is you're walking down the street and somebody goes, "Ooh, my favorite big booty Latina." It's like, well, guess what? Well, think about the other fucking Latinas in the hood right now and the shit that they're dealing with. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
It's extreme privilege.
None of those girls are anyone's favorite big booty Latina.
Yeah. How do you think those girls feel when they're being called their seventh favorite big booty Latina? Hurts.
So much.
Yeah, I agree with Lewis. I just have like, it's like when people complain about being bullied online. I don't mean like little kids being, but I mean like when like, you know, comedians or something like that or like whatever. It's like, I can't muster up any energy to give a shit. Like if this is just your problem, then whatever. There's people with real problems out there. Like, okay, you're the youngest congresswoman in the country. You went to like an elite school. You're like living elite life. Someone said something to you.
Living la vida loca.
Yeah, come on. Raping your nephew.
La vida loca.
That's what that means now. With a different connotation.
All right, boys. Let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix Toothpicks for supporting today's show. Zippix Toothpicks makes incredible products. I'll tell you right now, I'm not even a smoker, and I'm very, very excited about this product for my friends who do smoke, because I don't want to smell my friend's cigarette smoke, right? Big J, boom, puff it smoke in my face all the live long day. No respect for me. But guess what? I'm like, Jay, put that cigarette down. Take a Zippix toothpick.
Jay's just flicking toothpicks at Lewis all day.
I'm like, whatever it is I do to satiate my nicotine craving, I need to disrespect Lewis.
Turns out it's like, way more disrespectful to just flick toothpicks at Lewis's face.
He goes, Jay, I noticed you're not smoking. You smell better and there's no smoke. And then I flick a cigarette and then I flick a toothpick right in his face.
Eyeball. Zippix Toothpicks makes incredible nicotine-laced toothpicks that have six awesome flavors.
Dosed.
They are super, they're dosed, yeah. They're super convenient, and they are cheaper than cigarettes, and they don't smell, and there's no cigarette. It's a healthier alternative. It is a better alternative, whether you're trying to cut back or if you're simply just trying to, you know, get your nicotine fixed while you're at work or while you're traveling or where you can't smoke elsewhere. Guess what? Zippix is the answer.
Yes. And if you
no, go, no, no, no. Hold on. I gotta say that line again. I gotta say that line again. Zippix is the answer.
Please keep all of that in there. It's the answer to all of your problems.
Vipix, Tupix, they are stupendous.
Do you guys find out that you've been smoking a lot of cigarettes lately? Well, then why don't you try the Vipix, because they cost a ton less than cigarettes. That word is bond. Right now, if you head over to ZippixToothpicks.com at ZippixToothpicks.com, use the promo code LOS10, you're going to get 10% off your order. So go over again to ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code LOS10, 10% off your order.
All right, where were we?
Well, Britney Spears posed fully nude again. That's always exciting. They always censor it, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But the one censor is pretty funny that they use.
What, do they put like an eggplant over a snatch?
No, they put a pink rose over a snatch. Like nice. His rose buddy.
Oh.
Nice. I'll see. Let's look at the Britney Spears nude for a second. I'll do that. Why not?
Why not?
Fucking lunatic. Let's look at this crazy woman nude.
That is so funny. By the way, I don't think they've made a bad decision in letting her have her life back and everything like that. I think it's totally fine. But like, you do definitely see now, you're like, oh, maybe it wasn't so like nefarious, the parents.
There was a reason. There was a reason.
Maybe they were like, dude, she's fucking wacky, but all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she poses nude, like she'll post like the same nude photo like 10 times in a row.
She was born with batshit eyes. I mean, you can't do anything about
that. True.
Like, she's got this, that thing, that fucking 100-yard stare, you know?
Yeah, she's a fucking crazy person. Looking good, though.
Looking good in her 40s.
Looking fucking solid.
She's in her 40s?
I think she's 40. I think she's exactly my age. Jeez.
But, yeah, I mean, holding it together for 40, for sure. And it's like,
her body is nice for any age. Like, you know, unquestionable.
Right, yeah.
It's not, and her face is nice for any age. There's just a craziness there. What's not hot about Britney Spears is there's something like unhinged. You're looking at her, it's like, what the fuck is happening right now? It's like she's possessed almost.
I'll tell you, she was a lot of makeup, dude. Her face is like, it's not great at any age. When she was younger, they were able to make it a certain, I mean, like, I don't know. She's looked fucking, she has, like I said, she has girl interrupted face. You know what I mean? She's always like just cried mascara and wiped it off.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Still, she can get it. It's a small ass, though, huh?
Yeah.
That's one small ass. Remember back in the 90s when small asses, and then the big ass came in huge.
Yeah.
J-Lo ushered in the big ass. Now, like,
I invested heavy in big ass in 1997, made a ton of money.
Hell yeah. Got out early. Big ass is now to the point where, like, the fake asses are, like, people spend money to get asses put in that are ridiculous looking. Like, the same amount of novelty as when girls would get, like, quadruple G implants to be, like, one of those freakish porn stars. Like, they get asses like that where it's, like, over the top. Like,
I never understand the attraction to the, like, cartoonish of either. You know what I mean? Like, I understand wanting like bigger tits or a bigger ass, but wanting like the cartoon, like could never be human shit.
Yeah. Even the ass thing, when they do like the fat sucking and putting it in there, like, I guess like we probably can make it look good, like in clothes and whatever the look they're going for, but it's bizarre. And they show those pictures like,
well, if it's done right. And here's the thing. The problem is it's with anything, right? So the lips getting done, the skin, like, and plastic surgery is supposed to be somewhat subtle. It really works for beautiful women who get a little bit of it, right? Who get right. Too very, very, that's where it works. Anytime you take it too far, it gets cartoonish, right? So I dated a girl once who had like the fat injections from like another part of her body into her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Her ass was crazy. It felt crazy. Like it was like, and I didn't know that. I was like, there was something about it that I was like, this ass a little bit, there was something to it when she told
this
me
this ass had, feels like a trap.
When she told me that it was that she had that done, I was like, okay, that makes sense. But it was, for all intents and purposes, her ass ruled and it looked good. It felt good. It was
no,
fine.
I'm not saying the fat injection thing. I'm talking about when they get like fucking.
But we're just talking about like plants. The cartoonish, like it's like fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I'm sure here's the thing. I'm sure there are celebrities that have ass implants that you don't know it because it's not cartoonish. Sure. And they, whatever it is, like the ones who do it right, like those, all the Kardashian sisters, all those bitches get all of the right plastic surgeries and the right amount of them because they all look perfect. They all look like they're 21 years old. Everyone from fucking Kim Kardashian straight down to the youngest one, they all look the same. They all have. Yeah, that's
right. Like an ass like that. Like, that's so stupid looking. And then, like, exactly outside of like posing for the cover of a hip hop magazine, what do you do with that? Is that Nicki Minaj? That's the one I was going to say. Nicki Minaj, like, I mean, that seems like a picture.
It looks like there's something inside trying to escape.
Wait a minute. Is that an octagon?
But yeah, I was going to say pictures of her sitting down where you see when they sit down on it and like it has like a different, like,
sorry, guys, bottom. a fly just landed on my head. I didn't just smack myself in the face for no reason.
That's exactly the picture I'm talking
stupid
about right there.
Ass.
That's bizarre. It's like she's sitting on her own, like, you know what I mean? Like, her body's sitting on an ass pillow. It's bizarre looking. That's the picture exactly I was thinking.
Still would.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, why not?
She's very pretty.
Why not? You know? Yeah, that's the other thing, is like there's some novelty to it. When I play with big fake titties, it's just kind of fun. There's like a novelty to playing with them. I'm like, this fucking whore, she needs these fake titties.
Well, you were telling me earlier today that you went to a strip club after your show last night.
I did. I went to Pony in Huntsville, Alabama. Shout out to the Pony Strip Club. We went. They said there's two of them to go to. They're like, you either got to go to Pony or you go to Boomers. And I was like, which one's trashier? They were like, Boomers a little trashier. I was like, all right, we'll go to Boomers. And then they were like, that's the black club. And we were like, no, we'll go to Pony. I'm not saying, like, it's not racist.
Boomers would have been a more fun experience, I bet.
No, dude. There's something about an all black, and I've been to all black strip clubs. They're just a little bit aggressive to a point where it's like, in a strip club where it's like white strippers, this isn't even a race thing. It's just about like, it's about a fucking ghetto ass strip club versus like a normal strip club. When you go to a ghetto ass strip club, you feel like you're being robbed. You feel like they're looking for an angle to literally get your wallet out of your pants. You know what I'm saying? Whereas if you go to a strip club, you don't feel, even though you are being robbed, you don't feel like you're being robbed. They may like, hey, dad, they make you feel good. They smile. They sit down. They ask you to buy you a drink. It's just a little bit of a different thing. Dude, you go to a ghetto strip club, it's like you see guys in there. You're like, oh, they're like planning to rob me right now. Like everybody's like seems to be in on it. They're like fucking hyenas. And I'm a fucking little lamb just walking in, just wanting to see some titties.
I prefer it.
I'm just a little lamb.
Don't mind me. Bah. Bah.
My fleece is white as snow.
Bah, bah. Yeah.
Bah, bah.
I did my meet and greet to the strip club in Oklahoma City, and it ruled. It was one. The strip club was fucking perfect for this particular one. The Red Dog, and then I said nothing makes you look cooler to these girls than it's a recipe I've never even thought of, but boy did it work. Just having a bunch of people get excited when you walk into a strip club makes everyone wonder who the fuck you are and have a lot of questions and want to get to know you. It's pretty awesome.
I didn't do that. I went with Aaron Berg, Shuli, and Pike Von Doom from Twitter. Shout out to Pike Von Doom, who also shows up in my Twitch chat all the time. And yeah, we went there and it was okay. It was like, I would say there was really, really hot girls to like fat, trashy ones. It was like some skanky ones.
I like that.
I like that though. I like it because it, when the average girl is not like, when you bring the average down to like a six, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of fucks with the mentality of even the really hot girls. In there.
Everyone's
like,
a six.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, they're not walking around with the confidence like they should.
Yeah,
they're like, fuck, where am I at in my life? I'm with, like, if you're on a comedy show and it's all shit comics, you're like, what the fuck happened here? Am I a shit comic? That's the way those hot girls feel.
Interesting.
It's great when you're a hot stripper and you have to show the same respect to some fat slob greasing up the pole with her back sweat.
Yeah.
And you got to be like, oh, yeah, you want to take me in the beautiful whatever back. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have to
of course.
A
giant fat girl got on stage last night. I was like, ooh, I like that. Aaron loves that. And I'm being sarcastic. I'm making fun of Aaron. Like, I'm making fun of Aaron to the girl. I'm like, oh, look, he really likes this one. And she's like, I know, she's beautiful, right? And I was like, no, she's a monster. What are you talking about?
You go, woke shit has even infiltrated strip clubs.
Crazy. Like,
I know. All body types are beautiful.
But I end up talking to a stripper last night.
Actually, if you talk to one straight, because I said the girl that I ended up like bullshitting and hanging with for the two nights said that like she was willing to shit talk the other strippers. That was pretty great.
All right, Jay, that's you talking to a stripper. This is about Lewis talking to a stripper who now has a podcast on this network.
He's going to be in Jamaica soon.
Did your conversation end in a trip to Jamaica? I don't think so. Yeah.
Let me get you away from all this and take you to an infinity pool in sunny Jamaica.
She was very pretty. She was a very, very pretty girl. And you're like probably one of the prettier girls in the club, right? She kind of comes up to us, saunters up to us. And immediately I'm like, usually when I first get to a strip club and the first girl that comes up to you, you're like, all right, I'm just settling in. Come back in a little while, sweetheart. But I was like, this might be the prettiest girl here. I was like, what's the point of
you marry me?
I'm ready to stop playing games. I'm ready to go all the way with this baby.
Damn it, Lewis. Why do I always bring an engagement ring to these places?
I knew this day would come. Would you? Sapphire. Be the other piece of me that I didn't even know I was missing.
Dude, and she, we start fucking, she's chatting me up or whatever. She's like, oh, buy me a drink and whatever. She's playing the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I buy her a drink? I'm talking to her. And she's actually, it's nice to talk to a stripper sometimes that she's good at her job. She's not coming off as like fake. She's having like real conversations. Like, you know, I mean, this guy's, it seemed like
I also started in sales.
No, but that's what it is sales. It's legitimately 100% sales.
Yes, I will buy you a drink if you buy this book of comedy club tickets.
And she's engaging. She's engaging even me.
Stevens.
She's engaging me right now. And realistically, what she's doing is she's pulling all the data from me. She's making me feel comfortable. She's finding out literally what I do for a living, why I'm in town. She's trying to find out if I'm a fucking whale, if I'm willing to go spend some money on her in a room. She's sending little, but I appreciate the process. And she's also doing it in a way where it's not coming off as fake. It's coming. She's very good at that part of her job. Plus she's hot, right?
As a customer, I'm insulted. As a business owner, you're a fantastic employee.
So then she mentions how I have nice teeth. And I was like, oh, thanks. She goes, mine are fake. And she pulls her fucking thing out. I was like, why would you do that? Why? Why? But then my mind started swirling, dude. And I was like, wow, this girl's real, dude.
She goes, you have nice teeth in the sense that they're all in there.
Well, it was only like three of her teeth were fake. So she pulled it out. It was a piece that had like three teeth.
Oh, that's even worse. It's almost worse.
It might be worse.
Yeah, you see little three little dingers hanging on a piece of metal.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. And then I was like,
also my clit's plastic.
Also, this thing ain't real. She takes her leg off, puts it on the table.
Feel my metal hand, King.
She goes, did I tell you I'm part robot?
Malfunction.
I lost an eye back in 2002 at a Crazy Town concert.
It was the most wild thing I've ever seen anybody do, but in a weird way I was still attracted to her and loved the confidence, whatever it was. I was like, oh shit, this bitch, she just doesn't give a fuck. She was still, dude, she was beautiful. She's a beautiful, like she didn't come off like as methy, but I'm assuming she's had like a drug problem and was sort of getting her shit together in a strip club. Like, this is a better part of her life, because she told me her whole life story. She was in an abusive relationship. She was on drugs. She's on all these different medications. And now she's trying to save up to go to school.
Aw. Anyway, Lewis paid her tuition.
Baby, I'll make the payments.
I got a lap dance from her.
Aw. After the tooth thing.
After the tooth thing. And after she told me she has a boyfriend, which is all a crazy thing to say. Whatever it was, she was really good at her job. And then I sort of started appreciating these elements of honesty that she had for no reason. Then she started becoming terrible at her job. So all in the beginning, I was like, this girl's fucking great. She's making me feel like $1 million. She pulls her teeth out, tells me about her boyfriend. I was like, is she trying to get me to walk out of this place right now? But it didn't, whatever it was, I just appreciated her honesty. Lucy.
Of course.
Her name was Lucy. That's not her real name, because... Then she goes, I was like, well, what's your real name? She goes, you got to tip me $100 for my real name. And I was like, all right, after the dance, maybe I'll see how it goes. So she gives me a lap dance.
Why would you pay $100 for her name?
She gave me a lap dance. It was cheap.
It'd be funny if she goes, thank you, Stacy. Bye.
What was it? I don't remember her real name. It was weird, though. She goes, I give her $100 tip at the end of the lap dance. I give her $100 tip at the end of the lap dance. Then she whispers her real name to me, and I was like, all right, that's right. And then I'm leaving. I'm not trying to fuck a stripper. I don't believe that she's actually into me, but I'm like, you know, it was a cool experience. Whatever. Have a couple drinks at a strip club. It's not going to hurt nobody. Right. So, and I was like, you know, I like that girl though. She was on, and I could tell she liked me. I could tell she actually liked me. I was like, most guys that probably come in this place are shitty dudes. Most guys that go to strip clubs in general. I think I was a fun conversation for her. I wasn't being weird and gropey and fucking like, it was just she made a little bit of money off me. She got a drink.
Love you. I love you, dude. I love you. Like, this is different.
Like, no, it was different.
Thing.
But then I go to leave, right? Mm-hmm. And she comes up to me as I go to leave. And I literally think she's going to go, like, she was like, hey, you're great. I'm going to look you up online, you know, because it's all over a comedian. And she goes, hey, you want to give me another tip? I was like, I just gave you $100 tip for your dumb fucking name.
Something real.
I'll tell you my middle name. I'll give you first three digits of my social security. Let's barter. Come on. I'll suck your dick for meth.
I'll sell you my teeth. You need some teeth? You need three teeth?
Can I say something, Lewis? Let me say something. What I learned from my one and only experience that went fantastic. Well, it went fantastic till it didn't. But the move of the strip club meet and greet. And I'll tell you, it's you got to be in town at least two nights. And you got to do one of the first night you go there is you might not leave with somebody that night, but you might. You're a little better at that, so you might be able to leave with somebody that night. I am able in that to drum up enough attention to have people wonder who I am and why these people give a shit about me. And then you get them to come to the next night's show. And then they get to see you in your full element, and that's how it worked out for me. So by the time I went back the second night, Brittany, my girl, Brittany, was in. It was awesome. It was all very by chance, but it worked out very well. And that said, I would say that would be the recipe.
Yeah, dude.
You just gave her $100.
I get it, dude. You crush it with your stripper, and I'm a loser.
I did not crush it at all. The club separated us like children and made sure she went home a different way.
Yeah.
It was awkward and bizarre.
I just don't like how you came into that brag, and I'm sorry. Your stripper with all her teeth came to your show.
To the best of my knowledge, all of her teeth.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know it because my stripper was honest, at least. Yeah. Most of these strippers probably got no teeth.
Yeah.
Are you saying my girl's name's not Brittany, you piece of shit?
Dude,
don't you say that about Brittany.
When I went back to the dentist for the first time in like a decade, like I didn't go to the dentist for maybe a decade, right? Yeah. Maybe 3 years ago was the first time like it went. And I had like a hollowed out tooth that was like an old root canal that was like, it was just like my teeth were a mess. And I remember I literally walked in and I was just like, can you just knock all my teeth out?
Yeah.
And just give me false teeth. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah. I thought about that plenty of times. They tried to talk me out of it.
Yeah, and then she was like, no, you have, like, healthy teeth. She's like, what are you doing? She's like, you just got to clean them. Just, like, start flossing twice a day. What are you doing?
Here's a toothbrush. This is the solution to your problems.
Well, when I was a kid, I never flossed. I never flossed up until recently. Like, up until, like, 3 years ago, when I started going to the dentist again, and they were like, hey, this is what you got to do. I started becoming obsessed with it. But I never flossed. I would brush once a day. Up until a few years ago, I would brush in the morning. That was that. Never floss. Now I brush twice a day, floss twice a day, and water pick twice a day.
Ew.
You go, Mr. Dentist, kill me. Put me out of my misery. Give it to me straight.
One of these tooth is hollow. It's an old root canal that fell out. He goes, just end it quick. Just, I don't want to know. Just come behind me.
It's like the Metallica One video, I can't speak.
Darkness imprisoning me. I cannot eat steak for a week. Darkness imprisoning me. No chewy foods. No more gummies. Sour Patch Kids out of my life. Left me with life in hell.
FRT 2 or 3. Do-do-do-do. Periodontal disease.
Gingivitis. Gingivitis.
fashion.
You've got gingivitis. Vitis.
Ah, shit.
Let's talk about Ricky Martin. We have a follow-up story. Ricky Martin.
There's more news?
Out. More news. Ricky Martin speaks out after devastating incest case is dismissed. What's his... is there a video or is it...
Oh, it's dismissed.
The audio so he got is a off. Hard to hear.
Oh, it was dismissed.
Yes, it was dismissed. And
oh, skeet skeet. He got off all over that. Let's see this. Oh, I like it. Know, good for Ricky.
I was able to charm the jury pretty nice, and that was good.
The audio is a little rough, so you have to, like, give it... raise the volume, maybe. Hold on.
I'm in front of the cameras today because I really need to talk in order for me to start my healing process. For 2 weeks,
this is him now? He looks great.
Looks great. Yeah. He's
fucking so good.
Jesus
Christ.
He looks
younger.
I mean, he's very washed out and filtered, I think.
Throw him a couple nephews in celebration.
He's got that same hue. He's got that same hue on him. The funniest thing in the world is Judge Judy show. If you see the Judge Judy show now, the people with the defendant and the plaintiff are high def 4K quality. And then it goes to Judge Judy and she's like in a fog. It looks like you're looking at her through like a fucking foggy bathroom mirror. It's so obvious.
Following a procedure where the law obligated me not to talk until I was in front of a judge.
Turn up a little bit. It's a little low.
And got this claims.
That's as loud as it gets.
To be false, but I'm going to tell you the truth. It has been so painful. It has been devastating for me, for my family, for my friends. I don't wish this upon anybody. To the person that was claiming this nonsense, I wish him the best. And I wish he finds the help so he can...
Is it just me, or does that? It always makes me think people are more guilty when they wish someone who makes a wild accusation against them the best. No, just be a person. Hey,
yeah. Well, they also play. They're playing a much different game when you're a multimillionaire celebrity. Yeah. Like you have a carefully constructed statement that your lawyers, your team, your everyone that's involved in your life signs off on, and he's essentially acting right now and reading a statement, which is the way to sort of play it, right?
Yeah, I guess
us,
you're right.
If somebody accuses us of like that whore's a liar, she needs to be destroyed. Make her family feel the wrath of the Legion of Skanks. All right, gents, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Oh yeah, I brought my kilo with me to this festival, and I've been doing little key bumps of it the whole time. It's really been keeping me going.
Yeah, of course. Or it's been making you not off. Jay, you're
the opposite.
Right now. You're
the opposite of what Kratom will do for you. But try it. Give it a shot. Yeah, you got an important business meeting. Take some bumps.
He goes, you know what? At this point, you're right. I don't even feel the feeling of Kratom anymore. It just keeps me from getting the shakes. You know what I mean?
Jay needs a kilo just to be normal.
Yeah, if I don't know I have a kilo there, I start getting panicky. I like to know I have backup. So I always carry a briefcase full of Kratom kilos. It looks mysterious, and it's a good story to tell. Listen, if you're already a user of Kratom, this is the highest quality stuff, lab-tested and delivered right to your door. They cut out the middleman. And, of course, you know Yo Kratom is a sponsor of all things Gas Digital. Have been for years. We love them. They love us. Show them you love us by telling them how much you love us, and we're turned on to them by us. Got it? Got it.
Wait, my sister's cousin's brother's gardener?
Yes, the doctor was his mother. Wow. You guys didn't think that a woman could be a doctor. And anywho, YoKratom.com. You can pontificate riddles like that yourself when you're taking your bulk Kratom from kilos. YoKratom, home of the $60 kilo. Check him out. All right, let's get back into it. I got to see this the documentary on Menudo. On HBO Max.
Oh boy, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, I haven't heard about this documentary. Jay, tell me about it.
Hey, Jay, can you describe the trailer in depth, and then can we watch the trailer that you just described?
No, never saw the trailer. They just did a doc that Menudo's like a fucked up. That's where Ricky Martin's from. That's the group.
Well, I'm sure we could take a quick break. You could find the trailer, watch it, then describe it. Then we could all watch it as a group. This is the highest level of podcasting, Jay.
You guys want me to circle back around and tell you about the trailer of this documentary? I could always tell you about a documentary.
You guys good to take five for Jay to watch this trailer?
He might have to watch it twice so he could really absorb the essence of the documentary.
I go, guys, you hear about Menudo?
Menudo's
No. Stop it.
I didn't ask anybody to say anything about a documentary. I'm saying Menudo. I'm making a subject. Menudo, the band Menudo.
No, absolutely. But on this documentary, Bobby has the trailer. So
you know what? We already got the trailer. Bobby, bring it up. Let's see if it tells if it talks about the bad things about Menudo. It might just be a positive Menudo documentary.
Max original. By the way, I love how HBO Max just took Cinemax's Max.
No, they didn't
Cinemax
take it.
Hid. It's
no,
true.
They didn't take it. They didn't take it, guys.
They bought it.
They were always a part. It's Cinemax, HBO, and Showtime, and Movie Channel. Like Cinemax and HBO are sister stations. And
but the Cinemax, or first of all, does Cinemax even exist anymore?
Yes, and all the Cinemax shows are also on HBO Max.
So is HBO Max an extension of Cinemax? Is that actually a thing? Is it a connection? Yes. Yes. Or do they just say the same way HBO Go was a thing? They were like, nah, we're HBO Max. It has nothing to do with Cinemax. Or is the Max a nod to Cinemax?
I think the Max is a nod to Cinemax. But Showtime doesn't.
Is there a documentary about this subject?
Probably. The Movie Channel.
Is it on HBO Max or Cinemax? Who gets the documentary?
And Stars and Encore are the same company.
Well, that's bullshit.
They all have two things for some reason, except Epics. Go ahead, Bobby. Throw on the HBO Max original trailer.
Let's have a real big welcome for
Menudo.
Menudo!
Manager Edgardo Diaz adopted a fountain of youth strategy. The individual members are simply replaced once they reach the age of 16.
Sigue rotando integrante y así pues pueden mantener Menudo para siempre.
They were the first boy band because the formula wasn't already there. They had these massive pop hits that were internationally popular. That is something that Menudo taught us boy bands could do.
It's called Menuditis.
Nosotros teníamos una avenida.
Oh, that's what he gave his nephew. He gave him Menuditis right in his asshole.
There's going to be a hilarious, like, there's going to be the sound of, like, a slamming door at one point in this trailer is my guess.
Oh, 100%.
And then the music's going to be, and then the music's going to be, like, a little guitar, a little soft guitar while someone says.
Slamming guitar or slamming door is the hack turning point of the trail of a documentary these days. Yeah. You're right. If they do it, I have no respect for this documentary.
Okay, fair.
In Nueva York.
The Puerto Rican community was invisible to English language media.
Y de pronto llegan cinco chicos puertorriqueños rompiendo con todo ese estereotipo.
All the good stuff.
And you're like, oh my god, these kids are like me.
It seems like they're teasing that sound.
That was just so freaking magical. Yeah.
And everything was just so great.
There were a lot of good things that came out of Menudo, but there was a price to pay for that magic. None of us were really prepared for it was really going to be like. There was no
door slam, dude. Us. There was no
vulnerable.
No giant metal door slamming like we all wanted.
Maybe this will be a good documentary.
This might be a good documentary.
They still did the same thing, but they didn't take the lowest like route to get there.
Ash Ruiz is ugly.
Used to run Broadway Comedy Club.
Of these older men asking me if I'm already liking sex.
What was customs doing with you? How many drugs?
Well, we never do that thing.
I start throwing up blood. I could have died. If it was gonna cost me my life, I'd rather not be famous and live.
Oh, these guys all grew up weird? Surprising.
It was a beautiful thing that came out of a not so beautiful situation.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what it was.
Menudo opened up the possibility that this is something we can aspire to.
La historia de Menudo will live on forever.
It looks terrible. It doesn't even look like they went through that much trials and tribulation.
Yeah.
One of the guys was like, I threw up once.
Yeah, this kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Can we find another documentary trailer to go out on?
Well, the Runaways one, at least like, you know, that guy tried to have sex with all of them. Yeah. That's better.
If there's a Menudo documentary, actually, it's a great Kurt Metzger joke. It talks about the Mr. Rogers documentary. Did you hear his joke on that?
Mm-mm.
No.
He's just, I think it's out on something already, so I don't think I'm like ruining anything, but he's like, He's like, I watched this entire documentary and he didn't even molest anybody. That's the crux of it. It's like, you would watch a Mr. Rogers documentary just assuming he's going to be fucking kids.
Oh, by the way, that is funny. Yeah, that documentary is 100% just positivity. If any documentary is just like, what a good life. What a That's good crazy. Life with good people. It's so boring. Like, nah, man, something terrible.
I think I watched part of the documentary, and the thing that stood out to me that I found so bizarre, because they're just like, oh, he's the greatest guy ever. And, you know, he made this great show for kids. There was one part where they talked about how he wouldn't discipline his kids. He was just like nothing but friendly to them, but the puppets would. Like, if he got mad at his kid, the puppet would come out and be like the disciplinarian. Oh, and I Jesus thought that was the Christ. Most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life. And I was like, there's got to be more that you could have made a more interesting documentary
it's me,
on this guy.
That old lady character.
Yeah, it's so
You're
weird.
You're going to have to touch your daddy's wiener now. Your dad would never say this, but the old lady puppet says you have to touch his wiener.
I thought that was the creepiest thing ever. It's like, are you trying to produce psychopaths? Like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
The guy, I love the guy from, they just did the whole thing with Jimmy Savile, the English guy, who, like, if you had to draw what a pedophile is, you would just draw this guy, and instead they gave him, like, the royal, whatever that's called, that the queen gives you, because he was, like, a beloved TV character, and he looks, bring up a picture of Jimmy Savile. I can't believe... Dude, British people are so stupid. You don't make this guy a children's show celebrity.
Ew.
Drop Dead Fred.
That picture doesn't help.
Why? Because he's stealing a girl?
Because he's trying to suck her soul out through her mouth like a cat?
It's so fucking funny. And then no one, they're like, what? No, not this guy who clearly is a pedophile. This clear pedophile was pedophiling? Shut up. That's the Mr. Rogers.
Jay, I don't want to get into, I know pedophile hunting is a thing that you regularly get into on the bonfire, but I saw one where it's just a black dude and he just beats up the pedophile, which is a way better way to do it. This guy, really? Like, dude.
Oh, that's not the hunts though. That's just, I've seen a lot of videos like that where it's just, the video is just like they catch a guy, they're beating him up. They're not doing a whole interview process.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, dude. So there's a girl. I don't even know how to find this. I'll describe it. Maybe we can play it on the next show because I don't know if they're going to be able to find it now. I don't know if the description is going to be easy enough because I don't remember where I saw it, but it was like, it's a girl in a room with a guy, a white guy on all fours naked. And she's like, hey, you want it, daddy? And she's like talking to him like sexually, like she's getting ready. And then there's two other dudes that come in the room. And then the girl dips out of the room and he just starts beating him with a fucking belt. Just beating this guy's fucking ass with a belt. And there was another, same guy did another video where I forget exactly what it was. I'm a pothead, but yeah, it was like fucking violent as fuck, dude. You're like, holy shit. Jesus. If you're going to do it.
When they make him do, there's one guy I watch who does, it would make me, he only has a couple videos, but he would make them eat a ghost pepper while he interviews them.
Yeah.
So it's like, and you think it's okay to say things like this to an 11-year-old? And they'll be like, no. Like, just going to get some milk? Ghost pepper. Yeah. He's like, no, it was wrong of me. I shouldn't have done that.
Let's do plugs real quick. And then get a couple other things on here.
Surely. Dave, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I got the gig in Orlando for Young Americans for Liberty. I just saw today they announced it was sold out. So thanks for everyone for getting tickets for that. See you out there soon. ComicDaveSmith.com. All my ticket links and dates and stuff are up there. So I got the site redone. Go check that out. Part of the Problem right here on Gas Digital Network. Yo MMA Rap, the new surging hottest podcast on the planet. Go check that out. Across podcasting. We don't even really consider it.
Across all platforms. Okay.
Across all platforms. We don't even really consider it an MMA podcast. I'll say this, even if you're not a big fan of MMA, I bet you could enjoy the show. It's a fucking great show.
Because if you hate MMA, you could enjoy the show. You know what? It's the most popular show ever.
If you love MMA, don't check out the show.
Not for you.
It's not made for you.
If you're a hardcore MMA fan, you'd probably be pretty frustrated with the lack of research and intelligence that goes into our show. But if you're a casual MMA fan, you're going to think we're great.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, that's all.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up. This is coming out on tonight, right? All right. So if you guys are watching live tomorrow night, Nashville, Tennessee, me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, we are also going all over the place. We're down in Florida. We're going to be in West Palm Beach on August 11th, August 12th in Tallahassee, August 13th. I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida. All those tickets up right now at lewisofskanks.com. And then the end of the month will be in Cleveland, Ohio. We're all over the place, though. Colorado Springs, Denver's up now in September. Funny Bone, Syracuse, Albany, Philly. All this is happening just in the fall. The Offend Everyone Tour is happening until the end of the year. So come and check out me in Ehrenberg in a city near you. Tickets are constantly going up right now. If you guys love this show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. You get access to the entire On Demand library for all of the shows we have here on the network. Legion of Skanks has hundreds of episodes that you cannot get anywhere else, all ad-free and uncensored in one place. Real Ass Podcast, Yo MMA Rap, SDR Show, Part of the Problem. There's 20 shows on the network. They're all fucking incredible. So support the show, support the network. And we are raising the monthly fee September 1st. So if you guys are subscribed, you guys get to be grandfathered into your price. We're not going to raise the prices on you, but this is the last time we're grandfathering anybody in. If you subscribe after September 1st, if we raise the prices, we're raising the prices for you as well. So make sure you guys do that. Use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I am currently at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival and hosting the Nasty Show, the rest of the run. So if you're in the area, come check it out. I'm also doing The Worst while I'm up here and the Marc Maron Gala. So it's pretty cool. I'll be here for the next 8 days still. So please come check out a show if you're in the area. After that, back on the road by myself again. I'll be at Liberty, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, Omaha, Nebraska. All kinds of dates coming up all over the country. Rest of the year leading up to doing my special at Skankfest in October. And then also beyond. So go to BigJComedy.com, look for a city near you, get tickets. Also, The Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Dan Soder. TheBonfireMerch.com now available, a bunch of Bonfire merch, and the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Now with new episodes, Ralph's putting some equipment back in his house again so we can go do shows, so we can squirt on tables and not make Lewis upset. It's a good partner.
It's not making me upset. I know,
but it's like, yeah, it's a rentable space. I get it.
It's making anybody upset. Like any person that knows that there was a dirty, disgusting prostitute shit and piss on a table they're sitting at and paying to be at would be like, I don't want to rent this place or work there. Like the other girls that work at Gas Digital, they hate it. Then I see their faces. They're grossed out by it. And they're like,
now you're selling me on it.
Yeah.
Shannon prefers it. So Shannon likes the weird ones.
Yeah. Nobody likes it. Nobody enjoys it. All right, so do you want to do we have a Who's Most Justified, which we haven't done in a hot minute. Hit Punch Sure. Woman. We do that one.
That's always fun.
That is fun.
It's always fun. Let's do it. I say we go.
It's time for another edition of Who's Most Justified Punching a Woman.
It's America's favorite game, Who's Most Justified Punching a Woman, where we find out who's most justified hitting a woman. We're not saying that anyone's justified, but one of them has to be most justified, or perhaps all of them are justified.
I really got to stress that I don't think in the script it should say, if you're going to say we're not saying that any of them are justified, you should also make it clear that we're not saying that any of them are not justified.
That is a very good point. We don't
I just did that.
He said, "Well, you said it in a way." He said technically, he was like, "All three of them might be justified."
Oh, did you? I'm sorry, I missed. He did say my apologies. Yeah. Script is perfect. Keep it. Keep it as it is. No changes needed.
So the first one happens on the streets of New York City.
Sure is. Looks around Avenue D.
Yep. Oh, you might be right. No, that's actually right on the.
It's close.
The on
between C and D.
Oh! That girl's got a hell of a jaw. Oh,
he just dropped her.
And then he threw her jacket. That she wanted.
Oh, and she's got a real I can't believe this is happening to me as she's down. She's not unconscious. Those. Can I see that again from the top? I got
her. She had a wow. Wow, yeah. You're just gonna
Rewind it for a second and turn it up because I got to hear both the commentary and what they're saying because I need a little context here.
Yes. He seems to have her jacket.
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
He seems to have her jacket. And he seems to be the cab driver. So once again, I very often am going to side with the person who's not the cab driver.
He's a cab
That's
driver.
That's true. Lewis does hate cab
I didn't know
drivers.
He was a cab driver.
Yeah.
Nigga just stole the jacket from him. He took it from him.
Oh,
yeah, right here. I don't know.
know, this nigga was recorded every night. What the fuck, nigga just stole the tiger.
That was a bad move.
It looked like the first one knocked her unconscious. It looked like the first one knocked her unconscious, and the second one woke her back up. Yeah. And then she was fine from there on.
Look at it. She was better because of it. You're right. Look. Their glasses come first shot. Glasses gone. Dude. They evaporated off her face.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, dude,
he pulverized them into dust.
they're gone. They're in the ether. They don't fly, dude. They gone. Evaporation. Dude.
Am I sort of getting the idea here that she found a jacket in the cab and is trying to take it?
No,
I don't know. Well, he gives it to her at the end. I think.
Yeah, he throws it at her.
Yeah, so she was
probably just not paying, and he was trying to
keep
her jacket until.
Is that? Do we know that?
Yeah, that is the assumption that was.
She was trying not to pay, and he was like, "I'm going to take your fucking jacket. Then you're not leaving my cab without paying."
And then after he knocked her out, he was like, "I got my money's worth." He was like, "Take your jacket."
He's like, "That was worth a 10 spot." start it over again. I mean, that damn he clobbers her.
But it is in response to her kind of grabbing him like that.
Yeah. I mean, look, justification meter. Maybe we should assign a score to it as we watch them. And we could always go back on it.
But I mean, keeping everything relative. I don't like an objective metric.
I jump in too quick.
I mean, I'm going on a 4 on in my personal.
It's just
justify meter.
It's just such a bad move. Obviously, this guy is horrifically unjustified. But. It's such a
he could
bad...
be more justified than the other two.
Yes. But I'm just saying, just like there's no justification. But sometimes we watch him where it's legitimately justified. Yeah. But it's such a bad move if you're a chick to like grab at a dude's neck like that. Like I understand he's got your coat and everything, but like don't. It's weird. It's there must be this confidence like that. There's no possible way he could do what he ends up.
Forget
doing.
A dude. Forget a chick because it doesn't actually have to be sexist. If you're not ready to fucking defend your life,
a much hands, bigger, stronger
there's
dude.
There's a bigger, stronger person there, and you don't grab at their neck because they're gonna probably fuck you like that. Like it's a crazy way to be. Granted, you're assuming a cab driver who has something to lose, who's driving a fucking cab in New York City, who's on camera, who's like there's people around. Just in today's day and age, when he's taking your jacket, you're going like, no, give me my fucking jacket.
Sure.
You know, I remember we had the cab driver that jumped on the car. The teenage girls were stealing it and they flipped the car and he died. I remember people like, dude, why would he just like, why lose your life for a car? It's like in the heat of the moment, your thing is being taken from you and you just want to get your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And no, I understand that. It's just
I wouldn't
really
have if I was
not-
her, I wouldn't have assumed that he's going to start drilling her in the face.
No.
If there was any woman in your life who you cared about, you'd be like, whatever, forget the jacket. Like don't go try to physically take it from this dude, you know. But then you'd have to try to find this dude and kill him. Because he clearly
knocked your girl in the face.
That's
twice.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one.
He tried to teach her a lesson you could never teach her.
Yeah, you can't be shown up like that.
Taught her that lesson twice.
Palm trees, thinking Florida, Texas. That's Tampa vibes. Mm.
She kicked his car.
Damn, what a fat foot. Did you hear that sound?
She kicked his car.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then some other guy comes over.
Like he ran over quick and then slowed down.
Yeah. Oh, he punches this girl. Look, is this a different girl? They're under opposing teams?
What the fuck?
I don't even know what's happening right now.
What just happened? There were two and one?
Is this a Mexican holiday where you just start punching fat women?
Oh, well, both these girls look most likely to be filled with candy.
It's Siete de Maya, the day where we punch fat women.
Oh, maybe they're candy in your face. You got back. She's ready for round two. I didn't hear no bell.
Oh, dude, this bitch is still out.
Out. Oh,
you got knocked the fuck out.
Big fat box.
Wow. They were both.
So hold on. Were they on the same team? Hold on. This girl, we got to watch the whole video again. Are they on the same team?
Well, no, because it seemed like that guy was running over to like tacitly defend the first one who got knocked out. And then some chick got offended by that. And then, like,
all right, let's see. So this is the other girl that gets knocked out.
I believe these are both of the girls here.
Yes.
Are they on the? They are on the same team, right?
Yes.
They are.
This makes no sense to me.
All right, we gotta watch. She kicks the car. Really keep it there slowly.
Was this just a random car?
No, they're in a thing, clearly.
Yeah, they're in a thing with these guys, right? So this guy comes over. So
the other girl gets in the face first. The blonde gets in the face first. He punches the other one around her.
Let's see. Go ahead, play it. Bang. Okay, so pause it. All right. So was pushed. She was just pushed and knocked out, by the way. The other one got punched. The blonde with here's what just happened. If I'm not mistaken, this tall guy just pushed this big bitch down.
I think he slowed.
Pull it back. Pull it back a little bit. I thought it was the shot. I thought the shot knocked her.
Look, he pushed her.
Oh, yeah, you might be right.
The other girl got punched. Go rewind it again. Unless the other guy punched her while he pushed her.
Where's the guy? Who got out of the car? Which is the guy that got out of the car?
Look, either way, this is completely justified. You kicked my fucking car. Kick my Audi.
You're wrong.
It was she a push punched. And a punch.
She got pushed and punched.
Dude, they did their finishing move, their tag team move on her.
Fucking Legion of Doom, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
Put her up.
Oh, my God, dude. Bang.
Push punch.
Push punch. So this girl's over here. Now let's keep your eye on the other girl. Come on, dude. I know
guys
she's. Like,
come on, guys.
I know she's bigger than both of you.
Oh, you guys have to bring out the push punch.
So this is another friend of these. I think they were all at a party and these guys were dipping off. So this guy, it looks like they were arguing with each other, right? And then this bitch comes over. And then he.
Okay, so that guy over there. I don't think he was like against those guys.
I think those guys were all together at a party. They all know each other. They left and then they kicked the car as he left because they were having a thing. And now some, his boy was
this
there.
This guy hits her with a check hook as she's charging in then throws another hook after he squares up. Likes the right hook.
Well, if you look, they also try to do their finishing move again. It doesn't work.
The push punch?
Push punch.
Push.
Push.
No. Where were you? Punch. Like, I'm late.
In time. Boom. Yeah, dude. Overhand. Yeah, he dropped her.
All right. That's all I need from this one.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing. Out of the two so far, that is substantially more justified than the
first one. I'm really going biased on this one, and I always say I'm taking out shit talking and drinking and emotion in this. This is, I've always felt, and it's why I've had similar, not with a girl ever, but actually I'm wrong with a girl for sure. I spit in her face, but I circled the block so I can go back and spit in the face and yelled at Christine for not fighting her. It was
that part's a little weird.
Yeah,
that one's on you.
Yeah, for sure. But
like yada yada over that part. Yeah.
No, can't argue that. No, for sure. You're right. Christine probably shouldn't fight, but I was so upset she didn't jump out of the car. Something about hitting a car, and again, I just know this. I just remember times in my life, because a car was very necessary, having like the, when Isabella was a baby and stuff. And I know how much just car payment and repairs and oil change when I was broke was killing me. That I think, and cars are expensive, man, and like, they're just a lot. You know, Lewis, you have a car now. It's the maintenance. Oh, Dave, you guys have a new car, right? The
maintenance.
Everything about it is like an expensive endeavor, and even
like a shitty car is fucking expensive.
You're right. If you have a shitty car, that because that's what you can afford, and that's you're putting your sinking.
So
money
it's probably
in that.
Even a more percentage of your overall.
You're right.
By the way,
and when someone just fucking hits it with the abandon of like. You know, exactly. I'm just throwing fucking like dirt on your fucking porch. Like, no, you're kicking like a fucking tens of thousands of fucking dollars like thing.
Because it really
And it's
is-
also just like if you put a dent in my car now, I have to fucking go and take it to the body shop, put it in. It's a whole fucking to do.
But it is a really good point that you made about like the people who make less. It's like more of a fucking burden on them. Because like, dude, if you make like 50 grand a year and you have a fucking car payments to make, you're like if someone fucks with your car, that's like.
Yeah, you're Jesus like, dude, Christ. You know this fucking car?
Well, some people can't afford the rental. Like, they put their car in the body shop. I talked to a chick recently. She's like, oh, my car's in the shop. She was like, I'm without a car for 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, why don't you get a rental? She's like, oh, I can't afford it. I have to pay my rent. Like there's a lot of people who it's like an extra $500 in a 2 week period will make or break their fucking month, unquestionably. That's not, I think that's most people, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Most Americans, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck.
It was 98% of my life.
So the idea of having to lose your car and not be able to get to work now, right? It becomes a whole to do. I got into another fender bender days ago.
I know.
You didn't tell me about this,
dude. It's the most infuriating.
You're getting into a lot of things.
We have one more Justified, so I'll tell you the quick version of what happened. It's the worst. It's just the absolute fucking worst, dude. So I'm in the left lane, going up 8th Avenue. I don't even know. So there's a guy in front of me, and it starts being like stop and go traffic for a second. And I don't know, I just stopped paying attention for a second, whether I looked down at my phone or I just wasn't looking, whatever it was, I almost hit the guy in front of me, right? And I have an automatic stop thing on my car where it crunches and makes a beeping sound if it, like, if I'm about to hit something, right? So it does that and it jerks forward and was like, oh shit, dude. I was like, I almost hit this guy. What I think happened was it was so close that it actually bumped the car like that, like just tapped it like that, right? From his perspective, he's just sitting in his car and he feels like that, right? I don't even think I touched the guy. Okay, regardless, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I start to go around the guy. He thinks that, now you can imagine his car's here. I start to go around him like this, right, on this side. He thinks that I'm just trying to hit and run him because he felt me hit in the back of him. He jumps out of his car without putting his car in park. He puts his car in reverse. His car is now in reverse. He's not in his car. His car rolls back into the side of my fucking car now. Sure. And dents the entire fucking back panel. There was not a scratch on the back of his car or the front of my car from the initial tap. Nothing.
So what was the, you got out of the car with him? Were you furious?
I was like annoyed. He was mad at me and like, it just sucks. I don't even know how to describe like whose fault it is.
When Lewis told me it's the, where Stan yells at Steve and American Dad for not fighting the bully and he puts the car on the hill and he gets out for a second. And he goes, you got to go out there and fight. Oh, no. That's what it just reminded me of. Yeah, just rolling backwards. He's like, got to jump in a second, pull the brake. Like, no.
It would have literally been us both getting out of our car, checking our bumpers and going, oh, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Now both of our cars have to be in the fucking shop.
Yeah.
That does suck.
And it's not a crazy amount of damage. It's just like a little dent on the back panel.
This is a long way to justify these guys hitting these fat chicks.
Yeah.
So I'm saying these guys are fucking justified.
If anyone needed to be hit, it's these fat chicks. All right. That was a good number two.
Look,
good number two.
At least with number two, you could say it was 100% in both of the hits, the chicks who started it.
So we can only go with the evidence that we see. We don't know the context before what happened.
All I'm saying
they're at a party.
From what we see, the car is leaving. She kicks the car. Yeah. Then the other guy's kind of just standing there. She runs up, like looking to fight him. He's retreating as he hits her.
She comes across the whole street to do it. Yeah.
And he has a bottle in his hand. He could have whacked her with that bottle, and he didn't.
Yeah, he put her down and hit her with her God-fearing fists.
So this next lady is being arrested at Walmart for shoplifting when this happened.
Let's see. Did she go to bit it? She got to bite him.
It's so funny because
you film all of that?
it's so funny because it's like, I mean, at least to me, it's the least like justified in action with everything considered here. It's like it's like with cops, it's like I get the human level of this, of his reaction, but it's like you're not supposed to do that because you're a cop.
I agree. Cops are supposed to, you're supposed to assess.
You're supposed to be above this.
Look at his arm, dude. He's a big brawl. And by the way, he's more justified than the first. And I also understand that maybe the reaction in the moment where you pull your arm back and you just fucking punch her. You'd be like, fuck, dude, she tried to bite me and that was my reaction. You know, I do agree that a cop should be a little bit more in control of the situation. You guys have guns. There's as many of you as you are of them.
It's not
your men, they're women.
This is the job. The job is this. You know what I mean? It's a little bit different than someone in these other situations where it's like, that's not really your job. This is your
job
and it's a woman.
A Latino at a party
if they didn't
fight women.
They were trained for that. This is true.
If they didn't anchor these guys down with this girl partner who's doing literally nothing while these guys have to fight women.
That is true. But
maybe a third male cop in there could have helped restrain a little bit better.
You got a woman in handcuffs. You have a woman in handcuffs. There's got to be some other way.
There's a better way.
I get it. I do understand you're getting bit and just snapping and being a human being. But again, the whole job is to not do that.
The job is when someone shoots at you and their clip runs out and they missed you every time. And then they lay down on the ground and submit. You have to go over there you and arrest them. Yeah. The politely, you know, the
this
way.
Is why
sir.
I can't be a cop. I'd be like, hi, I start torturing him.
That's my
who
big argument.
Have a gun now,
buddy. It's my whole argument about cops.
I'm above the law, dude. If I was a cop, I would
always respected
gold,
it.
I would have two gold-plated guns in either
Desert
side.
Desert Eagles, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Lewis would be the most corrupt police officer.
It would be fucking crazy.
No, for
dude.
Sure. But I'm saying that is always my thing. That's what's annoying about cops. I'm like, you almost get that feeling. You're like, well, should I just become a fucking cop? Like, apparently, you don't really do anything. Like, you don't have to really do much, like, or it's like you can, like, kind of live like that. He said they are supposed to be completely above that. And they, but I think the human, like, kicks in every time, and that's bad training, I think. I think this is an easy one for me.
Yeah, pretty easy for me. I number two is clearly the most justified.
Number two is a walk-off home run of justification.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty damn justified from what we've seen. Look, I'll say right now, number three, I'm not going to be as hard on that cop as you guys are. You know.
Yeah, because you're joining the force, trying to get some drug money.
She fucking she tried to eat him, dude. That's a very aggressive act.
Lewis is going to be remember. Remember that documentary, The 7-5?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'll pull up the trailer. Lewis is just going to be driving a yellow Lamborghini, taking drugs yeah. from drug dealers.
Because Lewis, why do you live in a Scarface mansion on a fucking on a
Lewis? You make 60K a year.
Yeah, you're on a patrol salary. Yeah, patrol officer salary. He goes, savings and a couple of good investments.
You know, I invested into crypto pretty early, and
I invested in crypto. Crypto's a drug dealer around the corner, and he makes a lot of money for me.
Oh, hey, you're dealing drugs? Maybe you deal some of those drugs this way.
Tootsies. This is a walk-off, Lewis, same thing? You think?
I agree. I agree completely.
This is obvious.
Yeah, it's a hands down, everybody. Your most justified punching a woman is the guys. The tag team known as Push Punch. Push. coming to a town near you to fuck up your girlfriends, dude. They got more. I'll tell you what, if that video would have went on for two more minutes, there was going to be a swanton bomb. always a fun one with you guys on the Zoom. We will catch you guys. Well, no, Monday actually we're gonna be playing the Adam Carolla
Monday. So no live show next Monday. We'll be back at the stand the following Monday.
Yeah, following Monday we are back at the stand. So we will catch you on Monday. Well, yeah, listen on Monday. Fuck off.
Goodbye.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson,
a lazy eyed albino.
Cry for me, come on, cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez,
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez,
if you look at me, I'm gonna break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith,
fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay,
fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.